And Moses interceded and cried out to God, and God gave him instructions what to do. And I never really understood it. I thought it was weird. They made a bronze serpent. Who knows the story? And put it up on a pole, hung it up on a pole. And everybody that looked at it was healed. And I thought, well, I understand Jesus is saying that he's going to go on the cross like that and he's going to bring healing. But I never got the depth of it. Boy, I'm going to let you know it tonight or today, this afternoon. Even as, so shall. See, these old covenant people, they knew the law. That snake was killing them by the thousands. But they knew Deuteronomy 21 said, anything that's hung on a tree is accursed by God. Faith rose in their heart when they saw Moses lift that serpent up. The serpent's the thing that was killing them. The serpent was their problem. He made a replica of what was killing them and hung it on a tree, therefore saying, God has accursed your problem. God has cursed what's killing you. And the moment they saw that and saw it on the pole, they knew the law, and faith rose in their heart, and they were instantly healed. Because God cursed what was killing them. Even so, so shall the Son of Man be lifted. You got to understand, God absolutely cursed his Son on the cross by making him sin. When you look at Jesus, you don't see Jesus, the Son of God. You see sin cursed. You see, what? Why? Even so, I look to the cross, I don't see Jesus. I see my sin, and God saying, look real close, Stan, what else could it mean? I've cursed what's biting you. I've cursed what's killing you. I've cursed what you've become, and it shall never touch you again. I've chosen to put it on my own Son. And when you look to him, what was killing you has been cursed by God. Doesn't the Bible say God has cursed sin in the flesh, and sin shall have no dominion over you? What was killing you and me was sin. And Jesus was made to be sin that we would become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. God so loved the world, didn't send him to condemn, judge, beat down, but to save and restore and deliver and heal the world. Whew. You got to get that. You got to get that. When I look to Jesus, I look to my deliverance. He became sin. He was made to be sin, that I would become the righteousness of God in Christ. Isaiah 53 says, we picture God in the church crying the day Jesus is crucified, weeping because he has to separate from his Son. I hear it preached all the time. But the Bible says it pleased the Lord. It pleased the Lord to bruise and crush him. God's deeper than we think. God's God, and he knows it. His master plan was in vital motion. And he doesn't live in the temporal, people. He doesn't lose a loved one and then turn his back on God the rest of his life. He doesn't have a sellout price. He's who he is. Some people lose a child they never understand, and they harden their heart to God when it's not God. Some people lose a spouse and they harden their heart to God and never understand and they turn their heart from God. Judas said, what will you give me to betray him?